The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this bright early morning, 6 a.m. We're here every Sunday, right here, 6 a.m., tackling the topics, and I'm sure you like this topic: planning for retirement in volatile times. Why are these volatile times? You know, we thought the headlines we'd read every week, we'd jump into some things. I mean, gosh, every day, almost every hour, if you follow the tweets of different things that are going on in this world, this is a volatile world. But I want to break it down for you, kind of see what's noise, what's real, what's not, and help you, point you in the right direction when it comes to retirement. So glad you're joining us. Let's just jump right into it. Let's recap this week of all the major news items and how it may impact you as an investor. So right off the bat, we had the Fed raising rates, Wednesday's meeting at 2 p.m., Fed Powell and company said, you know what, we're going to raise rates a quarter point. That was very much predicted. I thought he did a very good job in the conference and talked about how the economy is improving, which is great to hear from your lead economist of the world. It's great to hear that he thinks the economy is growing, doing well, and that most likely they'll raise rates three times. An outside shot if things get really crazy or inflation pokes its ugly head, where they raise four times. So overall, I think this worked out very well for investors expecting this. Right now, the Fed fund rates is anywhere from 1.5 to 1.75. The goal is also in 2019 to raise a couple of times, in 2020 raise a couple of times. Again, that's all based on how the economy is doing. If it's not doing well, they won't be raising rates. If it's doing well and may stoke inflation, they'll continue to raise rates. And that's important to know that the Fed is there, and the number one thing they're there to do is make sure they cut off inflation in case there is any inflation, to hit it early on. So this week, I think that went pretty well. We could check there. A couple things did not go so well this week and why we had some big down days, even on Thursday, down 700 some points, is we started discussing tariffs. And of course, the aluminum is 10%, steel is 25%. Some countries are exempt. It's also kind of a changing environment. Who's exempt, who's not exempt, what else is going on? But the real concern is now we're kind of poking China. And China retaliated by saying, you know, we're going to fight this thing to the end, E-N-D, so whatever the end looks like. So this is something we did not want to see. Of course, you know, in the campaign, President Trump spoke about how this impacts us, how China doesn't really have a fair trade agreement. But now going after tariffs, it's kind of interesting because Larry Kudlow, who he just brought on as chief economic advisor, doesn't like tariffs either. So the administration is really pushing hard at China. Not sure where this is going to go, but a good reason why we dropped, you know, some 700 some points on Thursday is that China pushed back and said, you know what, we're not liking this. This is a two-way street. Of course, we're saying, yes, it's a two-way street, but it's been a one-way street for so long, we're trying to change it. So this definitely is going to create some uncertainty in the markets, and we're going to talk about how we're going to kind of navigate that. And another kind of bugaboo this week, if you want to call it, I'll call it Facebook. Now, we all know about the breach, or heard about the breach, and we also all know, again, I'm a Facebook user, enjoy keeping in touch with my, you know, friends from high school, friends from college, coworkers, people who have kind of come and gone in my life, and great way to connect. I think we all believe like that. But I also know that some of my stuff gets sold. I don't like it, but it's almost kind of, so you really shouldn't be surprised, but I guess it's a surprise to hear how it happened and why it was used for and how it happened of it actually going to a third-party app, so to speak, and then them selling it to somebody else and showing that this data out there is kind of out of control. I mean, it's hard to control where this goes. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances right here on WHD every Sunday morning. I'm Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early morning. Thank you for putting the coffee on for me, the tea for me. Today's topic, planning for retirement in volatile times. Now, talk about volatile times. We dealt with the Fed raising rates. We dealt with tariffs this week. And I was just talking a little bit about Facebook. And, you know, so for Facebook, they're going to have to hire a lot of people to try to figure out how to contain this information from floating around. And we can't even know for sure whether or not there's not other ones lurking out there. So there's a lot of things we can do to protect our privacy. I don't want to spend time on that, but you can look them up, and there's definitely privacy buttons on Facebook and so forth. But I think the most important part of this is when Facebook was down and other technology stocks were down, you know, Congress may have to jump in here, or the EU, European Union may jump in. If you remember back in the 70s and 80s, IBM got really big and really powerful, and they kind of knocked them down a couple pegs. Microsoft also in the 90s experienced this great growth and also got knocked down. The concern now for technology shares, kind of leading the index lower this week, has been what type of oversight should we have for these social media companies and those that share information about us. And it's a really interesting development. Again, we knew it's out there, but now it's coming to light. So are we going to have hearings? Are we going to have regulations around it? It's still very early to call, but something that's been really scaring technology shares. Now, of course, people say, wait, we want regulation, but be very careful though, because it's really hard to regulate something that moves so fast. So be watching that very closely. For investors though, what we really have to understand, this is a changing economy, it's a changing market, and our goal is put away money for retirement. That's what the show's all about. GPS for your finances, today's topic, planning for retirement in a volatile world. So if you have a 401k plan or 403b plan, you just keep plowing away. You're going to have these interruptions in the market. You're going to have negative returns at times. You're going to have volatility. But what we can do as an investor is what they call dollar cost averaging. That is, you're putting the same amount in paycheck after paycheck. And those shares are low. You're picking up more shares automatically when you look back at it. At that time, if share prices were high like they were in January, setting records. Again, we didn't know that was going to be the top. But right now, that is the top of the market, late January. And you're putting money in, fixed amount of money into your retirement accounts, 401ks, 403bs. You're picking up fewer shares. And if you look through the course of the year, you know, this volatility may not be as bad as you think it is. The volatility for why you're accumulating money, while you're accumulating money in your retirement accounts, perhaps it's a good thing, because the more volatile it is, the better this dollar cost averaging approach works. The more it goes down in given months, the more shares you're picking up, and it goes up and so forth. So while things are volatile, I want to make sure that you don't change your investment horizon or change your strategy based on today's headlines, because today's headlines, probably 3 or 4 weeks from now, will be evaporated. We'll be dealing with more challenges down the road, and this kind of comes through. But a lot of times we've studied, then we've had these deep sell-offs over news items. People generally stop out or check in the cash. We want to be very careful not to do that. We'll be returning right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances right here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. So glad you're joining us. Now, you just heard from Mike Bennett, our friend Mike Bennett here at WHD, telling you about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So get your pen ready, get your paper ready. I'm going to give you the phone number to call. Only the first 20 callers today will get the book for free. So it's 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Now, the book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, but we have a nice little deal with WHD listeners. We love giving out books, but 20 at a time. So 20 this morning we're going to give out at 845-371-0101. 0101. Now, every week we cover different topics from taxes to the markets to retirement planning and more. And I believe this is the perfect companion. Again, so sometimes you're with us, sometimes you miss us, sometimes you don't get part of what we're saying today. So best companion, I believe, is our book, Not Your Father's Retirement, GPS Guide to Retirement. That phone number again for our first 20 callers, 845-371-0101. My mom always told me the early bird gets the worm. So if you're the early bird this morning, up early, hearing this now, going to topics that interest you about retirement, this book's for you. 845-371-0101. And right before the break, we were talking about all the craziness that's been happening, all the headlines we're reading about the Fed raising rates, which is kind of a good thing. That means the economy's improving. Look, when the economy is not doing well and heading for a recession, the Fed has to cut rates, right? They have to kind of lower rates and get people to stimulate to borrow more money and companies to borrow more money. When they raise rates, you know, they're raising the cost of money, and that kind of slows things down a little bit. Of course, we have fiscal stimulus that's happened last year, and that is companies announced they're paying 35% of corporate taxes, they're paying 21%, and there's a lot of money companies sloshing around to buy back shares, to increase the dividend, to put towards employees and so forth. Then we get this little bugaboo about tariffs. Now, it's something that Trump has campaigned on, that he didn't like the way that China treated us and not fair trade. But now we're dealing with some of the remnants of that, and how this is going to play out, I just don't know. But I hope to think it is about negotiation. I hope it's about getting a better deal with China. And I hope it doesn't lead to a trade war. Because while we try to protect two industries, steel and aluminum, we don't want to hurt 80 other industries and consumers alike. So be watching that very closely. That's a bugaboo that's out there we have to deal with. And finally, we heard about Facebook and the breach of this data that was released to Cambridge Analytics and all these other things around it. But the biggest concern there for technology companies, what type of regulation is going to come down the pike? What is that going to look like to technology's earnings? Because technology has led the way so far. We had the great markets in the last couple of years. It's those FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google. Now you can throw in Apple, you can throw in some other companies. But they led the way. We don't have leadership right now in this market. And that's kind of one of the reasons why we've been having so much volatility. But what we can do about it, though, you know, we could try and make volatility our friend and not our foe. Now, for some people, this kind of hybrid strategy, so people would say, hey, should I buy and hold or should I trade? By the way, trading is very difficult to do. I think it's a combination. I think for some clients, depends on their situation, you know, maybe 70 to 80% of your holdings is kind of buy and hold. You know, these funds that you're familiar with that have good track records, or exchange traded funds that have had good track records. And maybe some of that, 20% of it or so, should be something more opportunistic that you buy when things get kind of low, and then you sell into rallies and so forth. Now, if you think about what's happened in the last few months so far, we've had a lot of chances for volatility. And now let's say you had 100% of your assets in stocks, and the market takes a sharp decline like it did at the beginning of February. Well, you can't really do much about it. You don't have much flexibility. You have everything in stocks. But suppose you had 80% in stock funds, and let's say 20% in cash during that time. You could have deployed some of that cash, maybe 10% of it, and bought when shares were low, and then we bounced up, you know, quick, what they call V-shaped recovery, like down and up like a letter V, capital V, and came back up. You could also do some selling, put some money in cash, and wait for the rainy day again, which then again, the rainy day came in third week of March. So what I'm trying to say, there's a combination of how you can deal with this volatility, no matter what the headlines are. And the headlines right now read about the Fed raising rates, about tariffs, about Facebook, about the continuous change of guard in the White House, that is, you know, musical chairs, it seems. There's a lot of things that are out there. But guess what? Anytime history, we've always had this. So one way, again, one strategy to try to take away some of this and not to be so upset by the volatility is expect volatility. And instead of making it a foe, make it a friend and use the volatility to your advantage. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us bright and early Sunday morning. And we're here every Sunday morning, 6 a.m. Guess what? Also, Monday through Friday, you'll hear me give the market report at 8:25 a.m. right here on WHED. We talk about the markets, the local stock index. And at 5:15 drive time, you'll hear from my colleague, Bill Kugel. He'll tell you also what happened with the markets and so forth. So we're pretty much here around the clock. Saturdays we have off, but Sunday morning, of course, is a program you're listening to. Monday through Friday, the stock market report, the WHED Hudson Valley Index at 8:25 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. So I'm glad you're tuning in. We're trying to keep you up to date with all the craziness that's happening. And also, we want to give you strategies that you can apply towards the headlines, towards the volatility. And my first recommendation is, look, understand and appreciate it. 2017, was an anomaly, guys. I mean, think about it. The market went pretty much straight up. The worst decline we had was minus 3% for the entire year. That's unheard of. Now, here we are, first quarter of 2018. We've already had two 10% corrections. I'm not saying that's normal either. Typically, we have two or three 10% corrections per year if you kind of look back on the charts. Of course, we had a correction beginning of February 2018, and now we've just had one here in middle of March 2018. But the thing to understand is that this is how the markets operate. They go up, they go down. They, generally speaking, over time, go higher. You know, if you look at the last 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years, and you start looking at the numbers, typically they trend higher, though we don't know day by day, week by week, month by month. And that's why when you're putting money into stocks, particularly through a 401k plan or 403b plan through stock funds, it has to be long range. If you need this money 6 months from now, let's say you sold a house and you buy a house in 6 months, this money does not belong in the stock market, right? If you have some other thing coming up, let's say 1 year from now, that you're paying for your kids' college, you know, we don't know in 1 year whether the Dow's going to be 30,000 or 15,000, but over time, typically, it reduces risk. And that's why I think it's really important that we kind of think about a lot of this long term and that these headlines, they kind of come and go. Well, I'm so glad you're joining us. And we'll be right back right after this break, and we'll give you some more recommendations of how to plan for retirement during this volatile times.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early Sunday morning. Now, you just heard an ad from my buddy, Mike Bennett of WHUD. What a great job. Mike and Casey, I listen to that constantly. We have it on the weekends, all day long. Great music, great information, traffic and weather. And he just offered my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So if you heard that ad, you still got the possibility. If you're the first 20 callers today at 845-371-0101, you'll get the book for free. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Just like the name, Not Your Father's Retirement. My father retired Local 38. They called him a tin knocker, sheet metal worker. He's unfortunately passed. But my father did enjoy the benefits of, you know, Not Your Father's Retirement, which were having a pension, health care paid for, vision and dental even. Okay, we don't get those anymore. And say Not Your Father's Retirement, for those who don't have pensions, we talk about strategies of how to create your own pension. So again, the first 20 calls to get the book for free, 845-371-0101. The book sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but you can get the book for free at 845-371-0101. And also, I do believe it's the best companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So sometimes you can tune in, sometimes you miss us, sometimes you only get to hear part of us because somewhere else you got to be, somewhere else you got to go. But our companion, we believe, is that book, Not Your Father's Retirement. So call 845-371-0101. And now, right before the break, we spoke about our topic, planning for retirement in a volatile world. In this past week, how volatile has it been? I mean, headlines popping everywhere, tweets happening from side to side. So we came into 2018 with a lot of tailwinds. We had the wind behind our back. We had great tax cuts, or at least a windfall for companies that participate and get this huge tax windfall that they can do a lot with it. They can buy back stock. They can increase their dividend. They can give money to employees, which many have had, buy other competition, invest and so forth. So we came in to 2018 feeling pretty good. We had a strong 2017, and through January 2018, things were looking pretty good. And all of a sudden, the wind kind of shifted, and we started having to deal with some of these kind of bugaboos that are out there. So this past week, some of those bugaboos we had to deal with is the Fed is raising rates, offering some competition to stocks. Not necessarily, there's no inflation right now, but right now they've raised rates a quarter point. Most likely throughout the year, we'll have two more rate hikes. We'll be watching that closely. Of course, tariffs is the big one this week. We've been talking about that for a couple weeks now, which started with 25% for steel, 10% increase in aluminum. Some countries exempt, some countries not. And now we have a little China, and now they're kind of throwing things back and forth. So it's very interesting where this goes. I can't exactly know where it's going to go. Supposedly, according to Wilbur Ross, who was our Commerce Secretary of Commerce, he kind of mentioned that this is kind of all in a way to negotiate. But let's see how this plays out, and I hope it doesn't boomerang and hit us in the head in some way, because we have a really strong economy. It would hate to derail our economy based on something like this. And finally, this week, one of the concerns has been about Facebook and the breach of our confidence, and what do they do and what other companies do with our data and who they give it to and what they use it for. And now, does that have to be legislated? Does that have to have compliance on it? So we'll see where that turns out. So our leadership for a number of years have been technology. Technology shares have been laggards this week. Concerns about maybe companies being asked for more compliance, or maybe hearings, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen. But while all this is swirling around you, I gave a couple of anecdotes and things you can do if you're planning for retirement, is continue to put money away in your retirement account. And of course, that seems, of course, I want to keep doing that. But no, what's happening though, when share prices go down, and this fixed amount you're putting in, you're picking more shares, called dollar cost averaging. Now, another thing you do too is when we have these declines, try to muster up some more money and try to make some more purchases. Now, I can't guarantee it's going to go right back up, but we've seen over time these nasty dips that we've had in the market, and we've had a number of them for different reasons. These are the headlines today, and the headlines 3 months from now will be different, and 6 months from now those headlines will be different again. But the fact is, we do have these nasty dips, and most of these dips, you look back and say, wow, that was a good buying opportunity. And most people say, no, that's all I can do in my retirement account. That's all I could put away. And I challenge them, because if you look through your credit cards, I'm sure you could find reoccurring expenses. Now, for companies, they want reoccurring income. And Wall Street loves companies that have reoccurring income that they can count on every year. But for us as consumers, now, if we're using that product or service, that's fine. You look at your credit card and say, you know, I'm going to the gym every, you know, 3-4 times a week. I'm getting my money's worth. Or you may say, gee, I'm not getting my money's worth, and that's a recurring bill. So if you actually just today, the two steps I gave you so far, continue to add money into your retirement accounts, which will be your pension down the road. Also, consider to add more money when we have these dips into mutual fund shares, exchange-traded funds. Always hard to pick out an individual stock. That's why I kind of generally like to buy the baskets of them, professionally managed. But find ways, and I think this is something you can do at home. Find ways. Go through your credit card. Take out a yellow marker. Again, I believe in printing it off. I know everything's going paperless, because it actually feels more real when it's in front of you. And highlight those things you can do away with and that you're not using, which otherwise known as recurring expenses, and take that recurring expenses and put that into your retirement account, your 401k, your 403bs. You get the tax deduction right up front. You'll be able to buy more shares when prices are like this. And I think that's something that you can do. So considering looking through your credit card, especially this time of the year, you have all your tax information piled probably in your dining room, your kitchen, all over the place. If you're going to think about finances, this is the time of the year to think about finances. So that's something I would definitely tell you to do. Now, of course, there's something you want to consider, and that's a third step, is keeping some money aside for these eventual dips. Now, let's say in your 401k plan, you have 80% of your money in stock funds. That's great. And 20% in cash. And I don't know you specifically. I can't tell you the allocation. This is just kind of an example. But if you have 100% of your money in stock funds and the market goes down, the only thing you do is you click the next day and notice that your account went down. And not so fun. But again, if you know proactively that we're going to have volatile markets, that we have last year the wind at our back, and now we have some wind coming to the front, we have wind coming to the side, we have swirling winds all around us, everything that's going on, that we're going to have more volatility, well, the dollar cost averaging program actually helps with more volatility. And what you can do, though, is have a little bit extra money in cash, and then we have these yucky dips, go in and accumulate a little bit more. At least you can feel like you're proactive, then be reactive and watch this happen to you. Well, I'm glad you joined us this Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday morning. I hope you enjoyed a GPS for your finances. And until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.